Most of the lower and eastern portions of the Midwest will likely have a better opportunity for showers and some thunderstorms as we go forward through this weekend. The main reason for that is a frontal boundary is going to be allowed to move deeper into the region relative to yesterday's forecast. The high pressure ridge that was supposed to build up over the course of this weekend is not going to do so very quickly. And for that reason, the cool front that's in the western Corn Belt this morning will be allowed to advance a little deeper into the Midwest, the east of the Mississippi River, than what was previously suggested. Then the frontal boundary will likely go stationary Saturday night into Sunday morning across lower portions of the region, and then we'll likely see the frontal system lifting back to the north as a warm front from Sunday into Monday. As a result, showers and thunderstorms will be possible all three of these days, and we'll have a fairly good chance that there will at least be a little less stress for some of the crops in the region. Now, as far as a general soaking of rain is concerned, that is still not very likely, but we do expect to see showers and thunderstorms in 75, maybe 80, 85% of the region, and it looks like the focus of energy will likely be on the area from Missouri to Michigan, with Ohio and eastern, or maybe I should say southeastern Indiana into eastern parts of Kentucky, probably seeing the least amount of rain. It will not be totally dry, but they won't see nearly as much rain as central Illinois may. Missouri to Michigan will be the corridor for the greatest amount of precipitation and will likely look for amounts mostly quarter to three-quarters of an inch in that region, but there will be some potential for locally greater amounts, maybe in the 1 to 2 inch range. Now, some of those greater rains will be limited to a few counties, but the slow movement in the thunderstorm activity will likely create the potential for some heavier amounts of rain, and that is what may be a little bit surprising to us when we get to the first part of next week and we turn around and look back at the rainfall distribution over the course of the weekend. So there will be some relief to the stress in some of these crop areas, but a soaking rain that would likely change the overall scenario in a major way is certainly not expected. Moisture deficits across the region run anywhere from 4 to more than 8 inches over the last 30 days, and so it's going to take a lot more than a few scattered showers to make a big difference to the overall production potential. But every little bit of precipitation that occurs at this point is going to help buy time to prevent a more damaging scenario from impacting some of these crops, especially with reproduction approaching so soon. The temperatures are going to be in the 80s and lower 90s as we move forward through a fair amount of the coming week. The temperatures may be just a tad bit cooler this weekend than originally thought as that cool front drops through the region. The temperatures will be warmest during the middle part of next week when the high pressure ridge is finally in full place, and we'll likely see the ridge extend itself across the region in such a manner that middle 80s through the lower 90s will be common and some middle 90s will be possible as well. The heat will likely break down along with the ridge itself as we move into the latter part of next week, and a cool front that cuts through into the Midwest will likely generate another opportunity for showers and thunderstorms. That frontal boundary is probably going to produce another quarter to three-quarters of an inch of rain in some of these drier areas in the lower and eastern parts of the Midwest. The precipitation will certainly be welcome, and it will not be a fix-all, but again, it's going to buy a little bit of time for these crops to possibly get maybe a bigger rain event a little later down the road. The ridge of high pressure that's been dominating the eastern Midwest periodically in recent weeks will relocate itself into the plains as we get into the second week of the two-week outlook, and that change will likely bring a northwesterly flow across the eastern Midwest, meaning some more cool weather may occur and another opportunity or two of showers and thunderstorms moving back across the region. A close watch on the overall scenario for the next few weeks is certainly warranted as we move closer to reproduction and actually begin it. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.